We wrap up our week-long review of the new $53 billion state budget. Today, money for law and order. Detroit Free Press Lansing reporter Kathy Gray is here. Kathy, does this new budget have more or less money to fight crime than last year?
I think that there's some more. There's some technology upgrades that is going to help police fight crime. There's also more money for trooper schools, and that was cut during the Granholm administration just because the budgets were so tight back then. And every year that Snyder has been there, he has had at least one trooper school that has gone through. So there's another one next year, and a number of other things.
All right, well, let's talk about this. What's the law and order funding part of the budget going to get us?
Okay, it's going to get us another trooper school, which is $12.2 million for 100 more troopers. That's going to be an emergency vehicle, kind of a SWAT type of vehicle, automated fingerprints, which is $2.2 million, and an expansion of electronic warrants for police at $800,000. A helicopter at $5.1 million. That seems kind of expensive, doesn't
Ooh.
It?
Ooh, so, and that could be used, not just for crime fighting, but also search and rescue and vehicle chases?
Absolutely. There's also a new state police post in Marshall, and about $4.5 million for grants to increase school safety programs in communities that have had high crime rates. And there's also $3 million to help prosecutors with the increase in caseloads on rape cases from all those rape kits that never got tested in Detroit. The state put $4 million in that last year to expedite those tests and are giving prosecutors $3 million to help them with the caseload in prosecuting those cases.
All right. So what this money goes for is to help prosecute based on those kits that have already been tested.
Right, right. And Snyder has said that he hopes that the remaining kits will be tested, I think, by next May. So, that's a lot of caseloads that could come up as a result of those tests.
What else should we watch for then in as far as what we might be getting for our law and order dollars?
Well, there was some additional bills that were passed that didn't necessarily have money attached to it. There was some trio of bills that will make it harder for people to buy the components that go into methamphetamine. And that's become a real huge crisis in the state. So that's one of the areas. There's a bunch of bills that have been introduced, but I don't think that they've gone all the way through passage on human trafficking to cut down on those types of things. So that's some more law and order type stuff that we can expect to see in before the end of the year.
Detroit Free Press Lansing reporter Kathy Gray. Always a pleasure talking with you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thanks.